Okay, today is an exciting day in the Mishnah Yomi because today we are concluding Bezras Hashem Meseches Shavias and beginning Meseches Trumos. So we are up to the very last Mishnah in Meseches Shavias. Perek Yud Mishnah Tes says the Mishnah, Hamachzir Chav Shavias Ruach Chacham Noche Menu. If someone repays the debt, even though Shemitah already canceled the debt, the Chacham are very happy with such a person. That's a good thing to go beyond Lifnim Yishur Sadin and to go and pay back all your debts, even though Shemitah has already canceled the debt. So the Mishnah tells us, once we say that that's something that's Ruach Chacham, there are other things also that make the Chacham very happy. Halovim in a Gershin, Sky Rubanovimo. If you borrow money from a ger whose children that he had before he became Jewish converted together with him, and then the ger died, lo yachzir lefanav. The halacha is you don't have to pay the money back to his children, because when there's a klal in halacha, ger sheniskayer kikatan shenol adami. So since they converted all at the same time, it's as if they were all born at the same time, and therefore they're not considered to be related to each other. So normally, the Yorshim would Yarshin all of the money that's owed to the father as well. But over here, the Yorshim do not Yarshin all of the money that's owed to the father. But, you know, come on, these are his children. They were children his whole life. They are Jewish. And therefore, if you return the money, it's Ruacham Nochem. And the Chum are very pleased with a person who does that. And then a third case, Kala Metaltalin Niknim B'Mashicha. Anytime you're requiring something that's Metaltalin, that's a movable item, meaning something that's not Karka, you're koneh by Mashicha, by pulling it into your possession. So we paskin Moshe Einon Konos, that if you just give money, that's not enough to make a kinyan. You have to actually do a maisa kinyan. You have to do something to bring it into your possession, and that is a kinyan mashicha. But if you keep your word and you don't back out of an agreement to make a sale, even if you didn't actually make the kinyan mashicha yet, so it's ruach chachamim nochemenu. The chachamim are pleased with such a person. Meaning, even if you just verbally agree to make a kinyan, to make a deal, to make a purchase, to sell something, so even though you have you're halachically allowed to back out because no kinyan was made, and certainly if you paid for it, even stronger, technically no kinyan was made yet, even if you paid for it, but nevertheless, it's a good thing, it's racham nochemenu to keep your word. There is another concept called mishapara. Mishapara is a curse for someone who's not omid b'diburo, that if a person had made a commitment and had paid, and we say that mishapara midaramavu midaraflaga, the same Ribbono Shel Olam who punished the anshei daramavu and the anshei daraflaga is also going to punish someone who is not mekayim dibura, who doesn't fulfill his promises. So there are three different levels. There's kinyan, which it's mamish stealing, and that's actionable in court, where if you don't if you had already made a kinyan that you on the item, and then you decide you already makna the item to somebody, and then you decide you're keeping it for yourself, so then you're just mamish stealing that which belongs to him, and if he were to sue you, it would be his. Then there's mishapara, where it's it wouldn't be actionable in court, but a person is going to kabbal a terrible curse if money was paid for it or whatever. And then there's just not omid b'dibura lein ruacham nochemenu, that if a person had said something and he doesn't follow through on the agreement, so that's considered something that ein ruacham nochemenu, that the chachamim are not pleased with him if he doesn't follow through on the agreement. Okay, that ends Meseches Shavias, Salach Meseches Shavias. Mazel tov on that wonderful accomplishment of finishing Meseches Shavias, and it's pretty much the halfway point in Seder Zra'im. So now we move on to Meseches Trumos. So the first mission of Meseches Trumos is going to talk about people who are unable to be Mafresh Truma, that they lack the halachic authority to be Mafresh Truma. So meaning being Mafresh Truma means that if you have produce, you have 100 bushels of wheat that grew in your field, so you have to give a certain percentage to a certain amount to the Kohen. There is no set amount in the Torah of how much you have to give to the Kohen, but Truma Gedola, we assume on average, Ayin Beninus, the typical amount would be 2%. So if you're 100 bushels of wheat, you're going to give 2 to the Kohen. But first, all the produce is going to be Aser, Mishum Teva, tevel, it has the status of tevel until you are mafresh. So you have to, until you mafresh your trumos and your maestros. So you have everything is asr, all 100 bushels are asr, then you mafresh the two that are designated now for a kohen and have kedushas truma, and you mafresh others for maestro rishon and maestro sheni, maestro ani, and then whatever you have left is now chulin and is now perfectly permissible to use. But who can affect truma and who cannot affect truma? So chamisha lo yitromu v'intarmu ein trumas and truma. There are five people that cannot take truma, and if they do, their truma doesn't even count. As the Bartanur points out, minyan lemute hadam rabbi yudah lekaman katan shlo hevishtei saros trumas or truma. The reason we mention the number, even though you can count it yourself, the reason we mention the number of people that we're going to list is to dafka make a point of saying that we're in disagreement with what Rabbi Yehuda says in Mishnah Gimel, that a katan who does not yet have shtei saros, meaning a child, that his truma is a valid truma, and our Mishnah is saying that it's not, that all five of these are ein trumas and truma, and they are, number one, hacherish, someone who is a deaf mute, vahashota, and someone who is deranged, vahakatan, and a child. So all three of those, we're not yet done with our list, but all three of those are derived from the same pasuk, the Bartanur points out. The pasuk says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yichli truma me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu libo. So we darshin, el b'nei Yisrael, that's prat l'nachri, that excludes a non-Jew. Me'eis kol ish, that's prat l'katan, that excludes a katan. Asher yidvenu libo, that's prat l'cherish v'shota, excludes a cherish and a shota because they don't have das to be nodvin, to be yidven libo. So we can't exclude a katan based on yidven libo because a katan does have some level of das when he gets to a certain age. There's an onas nedarim. There's an age where a katan becomes old enough that his nedarim are meaningful, so he has some level of das. So it's only going to exclude those who have no das whatsoever. And vizosa truma shetichu meitam is prat l'torim sheino shalo. That excludes someone who's being torim, that which doesn't belong to him. Vashota ma'avin mashnosim lo kari shota. And then the Bartanur just points out, how do you define the term shota? Shota is someone who is ma'avin mashnosim lo, who destroys whatever you give him, meaning he doesn't know how to maintain valuable things. So again, hacherish hashot v'akotan, v'atorim sheino shalo is the fourth item, on the fourth person on the list. Someone who takes truma on things that are not his. His truma is invalid. And Ovid Chavim Shetarim Eshel Yisrael Afil Birshos Ein Truma So Truma. If an Ovid Chavim takes truma on behalf of Yisrael, even if he gets permission to do so, the Jew tells him, go and be mafresh truma for me, it's invalid, because the Pasuk says, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem. And we say, Gam is L'Rabu Shluchachem, that really the halacha is you have to be mafresh truma only on your own stuff. But Gam Atem, Gam comes to tell me that the shliach as well is included. So ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. That so just like but a shliach can only be a Jew. Just like you are a Jew, so too your shliach can only be a Jew. Meaning we assume ein shlichus l'nachri, that a nachri does not have the capacity to affect shlichus, and therefore to become a shliach rather, and therefore his truma is going to be an invalid truma. So to quickly review what we learned today, the very last Mishnah Masechta Shviyos taught us three categories of people that are ruach chachamim nochem mehem. One is a person who returns money that he owes even after Shemitah has cancelled the loans. Another is someone who returns loans that he owes to a ger shenis gayer banavimo, to the children after the ger dies. And the third is someone who lives by his word when he said that he was going to do a kinyan, even though he didn't actually yet do the kinyan. And then Mishnah Aleph of Masech Shumos listed five people who don't have the capacity to make something truma. And they are a cherish, a shota, a katan, someone who's being torim someone else's stuff, and an ovid kochavim that's being torim for Yisrael, even if he's doing so with permission. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.